Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I am your host, Raji Love. Yes, I am. I promise you, I am. And I am joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki. Oh, I'm about to call you Cookie. Girl, just a second.
I'm not married to Lucius.
Okay. But I'm out of just as crazy, don't I, Mr.
Okay.
Yes. But how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing excellente thus far. Yes. Trying it. But here, yes, ma'am. Oh, and we also give honorable mention to our other co-host, Miss Mahogany Wood. She's still not with us yet. Hopefully she will be joining us, I'm going to say soon, but I don't think she's going to be soon. I think she's going to be coming back with us maybe next month, I believe. That's tentative, but, you know, all the best, you know. Hurry up and get back to work. We're going to stop. So, girl, now we got to get this day started the right way, I'm going to say, because we have to give out some birthday wishes and junk and stuff for real. And I'm going to start with coming up on Monday, oh my, August the 8th, oh my, Miss Sean Drayton, hello, girl. Now, I don't know how old you're turning, girl. But we're going to just act like we do know how old you turning, okay, girl? However old you turning, though, child, enjoy your day, honey. I know you're going to be celebrating doing something this weekend, child, because I don't know if you're going to be, well, if you're anything like Miss Kiki, friends, child, y'all are celebrating no matter what day it is, child, but on a Monday, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But all right now, and also coming up, ooh, Miss Kiki, I ain't going to steal that one from you. I'm going to let you have that one. But coming up on Wednesday, August the 10th, Miss Nicole Ornstein, bless her heart. She is turning the ripe old age of 31 years old. Bless her heart. That's one of those little cute ages, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
No longer a 20-year-old, but I'm still in my 30s. I'm just starting my 30s. Oh, my God. That's how they are. That's exactly how they are. Bless their hearts, child. But she's turning 31 years old. You go, Nicole. Also coming up on August the 11th, which is Thursday, Miss Tasmikia, a.k.a. Mickey Weber. Now, I don't know who. Who calls her Mickey? I don't. Because everybody I know call her Taz. But, you know, hey, that's just me. I don't know who all she knows. So a lot of people might call her Mickey that I just don't know. But, you know, it is what it is. But happy birthday anyway, Taz. Mm-hmm. Also coming up on Friday, August the 12th, bless her heart, my cousin, Miss Claudine Ali, bless her heart. Girl, you are turning a nice old age of 56 years old. You go, Claudine. Yes, you do. That's what you do. You just go, honey. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend birthday, okay? Everybody else got to do it through the week, but you know what? That's how you do sometimes, you know? Give you a reason to take that break and go home, you know, drunk. So,
okay.
You know, you got to celebrate sometime. Celebrate yourself if you can't find nothing else that's celebratable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, and those are my birthday wishes for the weekend. And happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday.
All right, now, Miss Kiki, you got your birthday wishes together?
Yes. What day we go up to? The 14th? No.
The 13th.
13th. Okay. All right, great. Today
Sorry, it's the 12th. That's Friday, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said. Okay. Today is Miss Ariana Taylor Scott's birthday. Happy birthday, Ariana. And I'm sorry. Ariane. Happy birthday, Ariane. you are turning the ripe age of 29. So happy birthday, darling.
All right. She's going to be experiencing next, that, oh, I'm no longer in my 30s next year.
Exactly. Then we have Lakeisha Washington Flurry. Happy birthday, Keisha. Mm-hmm. Today is her birthday, and she turns 41. Happy birthday.
All right, now.
Also on August the 8th, I have Mr. Sean Henry. Happy birthday, Sean.
That name sounds familiar, but I just don't know if I know. You know?
Yes. His sister used to actually be on the show. Also, August the 9th is my girl birthday, Miss Morning Dew. Happy birthday, Dejan Stewart. Enjoy your 42.
Ooh, she did that, honey.
I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Then on August the 9th, I also have Mr. Elgin Green. Happy birthday, Elgin.
Oh, my.
Also on August 9th,
now
I have Ms.
I've
Elder.
Heard him, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
August 9th, I also have Ms. Brenda Nettle. She is family. She turned 61 years old on the 9th. Happy birthday, Ms. Brenda.
Oh, my.
Then I have my favorite boss that I love. When I tell you I won't work for nobody else again, if I went back to work, I would have to work for her. That's Ms. Melinda Favalora.
Oh, my goodness.
August 10th is her birthday, and she's turning 60, and I know she going to turn up. Happy birthday, Melinda. Have a great time.
You're,
and again,
you're tell me somebody's able to bring you back out of retirement? What?
Only her. Only her. That's the best boss ever in the world. Yes.
All right, now.
Also, August the 11th, I have Mr. Nola Hall's birthday. August 11th, I have Ms. Megan Love. Happy birthday, Megan. August 12th, I have Mr. Ricky Johnson. He turns 41. Happy birthday, Ricky.
All right.
Also have another Ricky Johnson. His birthday is the same day. Oh, that's him. He has two pages. Happy birthday, Ricky. August. And that's my birthday for the week. I was about to go to next week. And that's my birthday for the week. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday, y'all. But, girl, yes, indeed, it's right. I don't know why people do that, though. Why do people actually create, like, 3 and 4 doggone Facebook pages? I don't get that.
I have no idea.
You know, it's like, are y'all trying to hide from the cops and play, like, a shell or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know which one I am. You don't know which one I am. Like, why do you have 2 and 3 different doggone Facebook pages? Y'all ain't that busy or important, child. I mean, really?
Exactly.
And then they be having the same request for the same people. Like, okay, so what's the point again? Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just another thing of people doing too much, girl. Just another example that people just do too much. Just don't make no sense. But it is what it is. Hey, you know. I always say, child, well, okay, if you're going to catch me on one page, child, you're going to catch me on the same on another page doing the same thing. So what's the point?
Right.
Still coming from me. It's all me. So, like, you know, like, really, like, you know, really? But,
mm-hmm.
you know, moving right along. Now, girl, I don't know if you've actually seen this, but I came across a trailer for a movie that apparently somebody was saying, you know what, the media is not, okay, the media is not sharing this and putting this out there, but we want to put it out there and share it. So please put it out there and share it and let people know about this movie that's coming out on August the 23rd, I believe it is. And girl, it is chronologically talking about, I guess, well, how do you say that? Chronologizing, I think? I don't know. But it's basically talking about the meet cute of our POTUS and our FLOTUS. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, did you miss that? Let me say it again. The movie is basically talking about the meet cute of our POTUS and our FLOTUS. It's a movie about how they met. Girl, okay, it's August 26th.
Yeah, I'm just speechless because people are trying to make money off of them right now. And
I mean, if it's their story, honey, then I believe that at some point they may be making money off of it too, because if it wasn't their story, then they would actually have somebody to shut that down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess, but I just really feel that people are pitching them stories and ideas, and, you know, they want to help the people and help small companies, and they want to just help big companies, small companies, everybody do their thing. And I think they, you know, the 8 years is over, and I think they're just ready to, you know, enjoy
and do something
life. And I think that, you know, when people call and ask them to do stuff, I think they agree because they're a president and a first lady for the people.
Yeah.
So.
But that don't mean they can just agree to any and everything, no.
I think they, in reason, I think they do. I think they try to make at least as many citizens as they can, hands-on, make them happy as much as possible. Because, you know, being with people being with the, when the president actually changed bills, do things as often as they like without getting the, you know, the left eye raised at them. So I think this is a way for him to give back and for people to get a snippet of their life, because people love our president. He's definitely a people's choice president. And so I think he wants to give them a little bit of their self to say thank you. But I think it's somebody, you know, all about somebody Dallas at the end of the day. So, yeah, that's why I'm like, okay. Sounds cute or whatever, but.
Well. Okay, well, let me take the more optimistic approach to it myself. The movie is an independent film, first off. Being executive produced, I believe they just said, by John Legend, and I'm sure a couple of other people.
That's Oliver.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that being that it's actually being produced and done, that it must have the okay of the First Lady and the President. And the movie itself is based upon them, which I think is shining a great light on that, their particular story. And it's seeming to be a very good love story from what I can tell. So, me personally, you know, being a movie fanatic as it is, and then, of course, always loving to see positive things put out about black people, especially when they're already positive black people to begin with, to stem from, I love this because it's like, it, like you said, it does give a glimpse into some of how they met and, you know, give it, make you feel like you're more in touch with them, because it's like you're basically seeing them on their first date, but just, you know, play it out on screen. Now, I'm sure that, you know, as in real life, you know, movies does not always truly depict exactly what actually happened, but that's just, you know, it, they have to make a story about it. So, in which case, I'm like, you know what, it's a great thing for me. Because, A, it is putting out more positive images of black people. It is giving more black people acting jobs, which they deserve, you know, I believe. Not to say that white people don't. This is not one of those all black lives matter only kind of things or whatever. No. That's just me saying that, you know what, there are a lot of other movies out there, and there's not a whole lot of us in them. So, you know, I'm just glad to see that we're still doing something, you know. And being that if you're going to be one of those presidents or ex-presidents, whatever you want to call it, coming up in January, that is something that, you know, that they can literally get into because, you know, he is a man of the people. So it's like, yeah, they do good when they do television things. So it's like, okay, why not? So, hey, it's a win-win for me, you know. Definitely, definitely. So I'm like on August the 26th now. I think the only thing that would actually make this even better is if this film was coming out on Oprah's network. That means I wouldn't have to wait to go and see it at the show, but, you know, it is what it is. But okay, okay, yeah. Are you planning on seeing it or just like, well, whatever?
Yeah, I'm, it's probably going to be whatever.
Oh, my goodness, you are such a pessimist. That's just not right. You ought to support, girl. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Remember, that's what you all passed around on that doggone thing that we can't talk about. Supporting people. Support. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But anywho. Yes. Okay. Now let us get into a story today. Now, one of the things that I wanted to touch on last week, but you know, we got into that little heated thing that we talked about, child, and it's like we went way out there, honey. But you know, we brought it back home. But I wanted to talk about things that people say, and I'm going to say people right now because there was like a couple of things that I was thinking about that I might have been able to add to this list, because at first it was just a straight male mentality that I was going to talk about, and I'm going to still talk about that too, but things that people say to start about, where it's like if it's stuff that just does not apply to them, then people can be disrespectful sometimes. Even if they're not even intentionally trying to be, they can be, because it's like it's just stuff that they just know that just does not apply to them, so they can say it because it doesn't apply to them. Like, and I can say that I have been guilty of saying a statement like, okay, that sounds like something that white people would do, you know? And it's coming from a place, yes, it might, you know, sound ignorant to some people, but it's coming from a place of just saying that the black people that I know and that I've encountered, I've never seen or heard of black people doing certain things that you hear about, you know, other people doing, should I say. In case, skiing. Now, I'm absolutely sure that black people ski at some point. Have I ever seen anybody doing it? No, because I have never been to the point where I would actually go on a skiing trip. I've never known anybody personally that has gone skiing. Now, in a movie, of course, you know, anything can happen in a movie, so I don't chuck that up to being reality. I just chuck that up to being a movie. And I'm still, how many black people do you see at ski resorts? In a movie, you know what I'm saying? You see them here and there. They might be actually working there or something, or you might be seeing them walking around with their little cute little snow outfits on or whatnot. But have you ever really seen a black person really, really skiing? I saw the one movie where Queen Latifah learned how to snowboard, and she learned how to snowboard, to my knowledge, to do the movie. And that was Last Holiday. So. Okay. Now, other than that, I'm like, okay, yes, I'm sure even with the Jamaican bobsledders, they had to learn how to do that too, you know, to get into the Olympics, but they started out as runners. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, now, yeah, it's just one of those things that it's like you just don't see a lot of black people when it comes to snow. You just don't see it a lot. I don't know anybody personally that has ever done it before. Have you? Miss Kiki?
Yes. I'm thinking, I don't know who.
I'm like, what are you?
I had a thought in my head, but go ahead.
I just asked you a question. See, girl, wake up, honey.
All right, what was the question?
The question, have you known of any black people to ever go skiing?
Black and crew.
They went skiing?
Yep.
When did that happen? It was on an episode of the show, apparently, but again, that's on TV, y'all. Now keep that in mind. So I'm sure they probably went and they were all learning how to do it at the same time, didn't they?
They had an instructor for the first half and then they went and decided to do it by themselves.
Exactly, because I'm sure that was their first time doing it. Did any of them ever say that they'd done it before?
A couple of them, yes.
They said they've actually went skiing before?
Yes.
See, bless their hearts. Mm-hmm.
And I know a few people that I used to work with that goes every winter around the holidays with their families.
Wow. Girl, you know some black people that go actual skiing for the holidays, girl?
Yep.
That is really living another life, isn't it?
No, I just don't like cold, so I would never go with them. But
well, I'm saying, that's
been invited before.
That's why I say, child, that's why I'm like, I said, yeah, it's one of those things that I might be ignorant about, if that's what you want to call me. That's fine, that's fine. But I'm just like, I just don't know a lot of black people that deal with snow well. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't like driving in it. I don't like walking in it. Now, it's cute to be, well, let me say this. When it falls down and you ain't got nothing else to do that day when it happens or that weekend or whatever it is, if you off and you're just going to be at home, then it's nice and it's cute to go outside and take pictures in and play in for a little bit and all that kind of stuff. But as far as skiing and snowboarding and making it a point to go to the mountains to do all of this, that's just not my thing. It's not the thing of the people that I know. You know, so I'm like, yeah, it is what it is. So, you know, and I know, given, like I said, I just know that some black people do it. I don't know any of them, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure black people do this. I'm certain of it, but I just don't know of them. I don't know them. That's the thing. So that's one of those little things that, you know, that people say, you know, it's a white thing, it's a black thing, it's all of this kind of thing. And it's like, they don't be thinking about it when they would really be saying it, but it's just one of those things that I'm sure other people are doing it. Like, when people actually talk about eating chicken, well, fried chicken, collard greens, cornbread, they will swear up and down that only black people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I call it? Bush.
What?
Bush. Because I know, you know, that we're not the only ones to actually eat it. So, as a matter of fact, I was at a Kroger one day, you know, for a lunch break. I was at their little deli because, you know, they got food in the deli that they actually cook hot, some of them. And mm-hmm. they serve it, you know. And they had this lady, they had these two ladies in front of me, two older ladies, too, two older Caucasian American females, yes. And they actually ordered a piece of fried chicken and they ordered some collard greens to go on the side of it.
Yeah, it's more of a Southern dish than it is a black or white dish.
It is. It really is. But if you say all of those things together, child, the very first thing you're going to ask is, okay, did a black person cook it? Like, okay, like we the only ones that know how. I'm like, child, you know what I learned from a white lady, child? Well, let me say this. I watched a show, should I say. And she basically took some greens, and she didn't actually boil them like, you know, a lot of people do. That's the original way that we know how to do it. She sauteed them, honey. And let me tell you what I did one day. I took them, and I sauteed them, honey. Oh, my God, they were so good. Girl, they cooked so much quicker if you saute them things, child, instead of boiling them. You don't lose any of the nutrients from boiling them, you know, because a lot of the nutrients, I mean, you're going to have the juice or what they call the liqueur that's there with them. You're going to have the liqueur, so it's going to still have the nutrients in there if you have the juice with it. But when you saute them, honey, it's like the nutrients, they just stay in there, child, and it's like, oh, my goodness. They're a time saver when you do it. They cook so quickly. I'm like, girl, yes, ma'am, that was one of the best tricks I've learned about collard greens, and I learned that from a white lady. Yes, ma'am. See. So it's one of those things, like I said, but some people just truly believe that. That's all y'all do, eat watermelon and fried chicken. Like, okay, yeah, like you don't? Really? You don't eat fried chicken? Really? Let them say they don't in watermelon. Really, let them say they don't. You know what I'm going to call them. Okay. Bush. But that's just the thing. I mean, that's where people always get these things about that's a white thing, black thing kind of thing, all intertwined. And I'm like, you know what? Knowing better, yeah, it's like, you know, it's just something that people say because, again, it does not apply to them sometimes. And some of those people probably just don't like the idea of knowing that they do these things. But, you know, we do. But The one thing that happens that really, really, really makes me want to cut people when I hear straight men and their mentality kick into high gear, yeah, and I say that because of what they be saying, is when they see something, right? And to them, what they're seeing is not the most masculine thing for any guy to do. And the first thing that pops out of their mouth be, that's some gay shit. Mm-hmm. Or that's faggot shit. Like, okay, oh my, And I had to say that because that's what they said. That's the things that I just heard recently. When I was going to talk about this last week, that's what I was actually hearing. Yeah. This was on Facebook, you know, and that's where, you know, that's our go-to, y'all. If y'all didn't know, y'all, people be saying the darndest shit on Facebook and on, you know, Instagram. Well, I don't have Instagram, but I'm sure they got some people saying foolishness on there too. But, you know, Twitter, don't have that no more either, but they have some stuff that they be posting and saying, and that's so foolish. But that's where we get a lot of our stuff from, plus just being on the regular internet. But, you know, it is what it is. But, yes, that was what was being said. They're talking about some things that were going on. Now, one thing that they were talking about, there was this video. A guy basically created this clothing line and this clothing company that sell kilts. And in case people don't know what kilts are menswear, but they're in the shape of skirts. But because they're for men, they call them kilts. You know what I'm saying? A lot of it's a Scottish, you know, thing to do. And some people started adapting that culture in this country. You know, black people, black men, black celebrities especially, they love to start dressing, you know, international now. Mm-hmm. And so this guy, you know, started a clothing company. I think it's in New York, if I'm not mistaken, where he's on one of those little main streets or whatnot. And he actually sells them. That's part of his clothing collection. And one of the comments that was basically being made was basically, what kind of faggot shit is this? And I'm like, okay, really, people? Like, okay, is the blatant disrespect, you know, really necessary, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's something that you might not wear yourself or whatever the case may be if it doesn't apply to you, but why do you have to be so blatantly disrespectful when you talk about it, though? Why do straight men feel the need, I'm going to say, to try to demasculate, or emasculate, should I say, sorry, try to emasculate other men for whatever the reason might be? You know what I'm saying? Why? Why is that something that's to do? Why? Just because it's not something that you may be accustomed to. Okay, Miss Kiki, I'm going to need you to get up out of bed and do something because you need to get a part of this conversation, sweetie.
I'm in the conversation. I'm actually up. I was actually getting something. But I'm up.
You just so quiet today, girl.
I was trying not to do the coughing thing on the air, but I'm up.
Well, child, you need to take a throat lozenge or something, because I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to help her. I'm like,
I'm here for you, Roger.
I need some back and forth or something, child. But again, you know, I'm asking the question, why is that a thing that straight men like to do, child? When it comes to something that they're not accustomed to, they like to throw that gay, faggot, all of this kind of stuff into that mix because it's something that does not apply to them.
Because it's an easy scapegoat when they don't want to do something and a woman asks them to do it or someone, you know, is intrigued by it. But a lot of adults with common sense and grown men don't even use that term. It's usually young kids and ignorant folks that use that. Because grown men and more intelligent men will not use that. I mean, it's even like the times has changed. Like even with going out and getting nails done and toes done and, you know,
manicures.
Men have changed. Yeah, men have changed. Men like their feet now to feel nice when after they didn't work hard. And even the masculine, most roughnecks now, I see getting their toes done on a regular. Because they're much older, and people are less judgmental when it comes to what you like to do. It's pretty much each his own. So usually that's kid stuff, and I don't even hear it as much anymore because people, when I hear it, it's usually from someone that is very homophobic, and they're scared. And most of the time they're in the closet and they're scared that somebody's going to point out their flaw of being in the closet. So I don't really hear that anymore. And, you know.
Well, it's funny because I'm like, I still see it and hear it all the time. And people just don't be thinking twice about it sometimes when they be seeing it. And it's like, yeah, it does give me the side eye to them. Because when I'm like, okay, A, when you start saying that kind of thing, it's like, okay, are you truly just trying to be just blatantly disrespectful, or are you just letting your ignorance show? Because either one, it's like, yeah, y'all really need to grow up and get out, you know?
Right.
You know, expand your head beyond the four walls that this it seems to be confined in. It's like, you know, it's like, see something other than what's right in front of your own face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, use your peripherals because there's other stuff going on around you, you know? There's so much other things going on around you. And it's like, I think for some people, child, it's like it's a comfort to them to just basically stay in that little closed box because it's easier for them to deal with. And it's like if you keep, you know, compartmentalizing some things like that, oh, that's just this and that's just that and this is just, it's like really... People are all capable of just doing just different things, looking at things very differently, and they're not going to always see the things seem the same as you. So it's no such thing as it's just a this thing, you know, it's not. Because the one thing that you're going to say that's a just a this thing, you're going to find somebody else that's not a just, you know. They're not a this, and they're doing it. So
exactly.
There goes your theory. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that's what my entire conversation was consisting of. Even though we've all, I'm sure at some point, like I said, has compartmentalized some things ourselves, that whole thing goes out of the window when you see somebody that does not fit that ideology, you know, doing it or being a part of it. So it's like, really, there is no such thing as a just. It's like we are all in this entire earth, you know, and we all have the ability to do a lot of the same things, you know. Does that mean
right.
we can all do it? Not necessarily, no. But we can. We can all go skiing, you know, and walk up to the top of Mount Everest at some point, you know. Doesn't mean we're going to, but we could do it.
But to back up what you're saying, is a lot of people are not closed-minded anymore. A lot of people have changed because people try different things now. People are more open to try different things. The internet has expanded a lot of people's minds because you have to realize back in the day, the web wasn't as ready full to everyone. So with that, people can click on anywhere and pretty much find anything. People find deals like a friend of mine, actually my cousin, her coworkers actually decided all of them were going to take off this week and go to Australia. I think it was Australia. I forgot where they were going. It was a very great destination for 7 days, and they paid $500, airfare included.
Oh, my.
For the group. And they all stagnated their day, you know, to put in their requests, so they all wouldn't put in their requests at the same time and have the boss, like,
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that was on the table. So what happened was the ones that are mostly needed by the boss put theirs in first. And then they waited some months later, and then another one put it in because it's six of them going. I'm sorry, five of them going. And it kind of like stagnant where the boss didn't realize that she had given all of them off on the same day, on the same week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it just worked out that way. But people are more accessible to finding deals to travel and especially trying new things, because when you travel to exotic places, they have different things to try. So it's easier to try those things, and then when you come back, it's just like, oh, well, hell, let me just try this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I don't think people are as closed-minded anymore. And, like, people that use that to the phrase, you know, that's some gay stuff or whatever. I think you will hear that more in Georgia because Georgia has the stereotype of being a gay, especially for gay African American men. Georgia is known for that and has always been known for. Oh yeah, Georgia has a lot of gay African American men.
But
so the straight men that's there tend to overexpress that they're straight, even though they do a lot of things, and a lot of things are borderline, because a lot of things in Georgia that people do, people will look at and go, is he straight or is he gay? So I think they try to overexpress it, but at the same time, they oppress it because they would never know some men that they're by or around is
gay.
Right. So that's why it just defeats the purpose and, you know.
Now, I can agree with that, but I also would think that, you know, most people, they see Atlanta that same way. So you would think that, okay, well, if y'all know that these people are very, you know, abundant here, why is it that you feel like the need of actually saying all of these things that negatively, especially when you know that anybody that's within 5 to 10 feet of you can probably hear you? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
and it's because they have to themselves. See, it's not about the people that's around them. It's about proving it to themselves. Because a person that is comfortable with being heterosexual,
they don't have to prove it to nobody.
Exactly. So that's the people that have to question their own sexuality sometimes. That's the people that have to go, okay, let me act like I'm the big dog. So people
let me let it known.
Yeah. So they won't know I'm in the class.
Oh.
They're going to play with me.
Ooh. Mm.
That's the whole thing, because a lot of them that do it are pretty much curious. They're not comfortable with their sexuality. They think every gay man is looking at them. They really think that it's something that, you know, women will be like, oh, he's so straight. Because he don't play that homo stuff. He's so straight. But half of the time, a lot of women, because majority of us have a gay friend. So we're like, whatever, dude. Like, go sit down.
Basically.
It's not even called for. Really? Shut up.
You're doing too
so, much. Yeah, you're doing too much and you're childish. Because a grown man wouldn't have a issue with anyone.
At all.
Or have
it don't faze them.
Ask anyone. Right.
It
because they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's totally ignorant, and it's usually, anytime I hear it now, and I don't hear it that hardly ever. I did hear it when I was in Georgia. when I was on the plane, on the train, headed to my hotel, I did hear it. It was a guy probably in around my age range, and there was.
Which age range?
The older age range. The younger people are mostly bi-curious these days. But it was my age range, my real age range. And the guy, they had a gay couple on the train. And they had, the guy was sitting before the couple came on. And when the couple got on the train, the guy kind of touched his leg, and he was like, he got up and he was like, oh, fatty shit. And, you know, he was trying to be like, and he looked at me like I was supposed to be like, oh, he's so straight. And I rolled my eyes and went back to doing what I was doing, reading the signs on the train, because he was a non-factor to me. But I think he did that so because there was like four of us ladies around. So he kind of like looked at us to kind of like show, you know, what he said and thought somebody was going to giggle. And everybody was like, okay, yeah, you tried it. But we ain't even feeling it at this point.
Mm.
So, you know.
Just like first, for somebody actually passing you on a train. Now, let us be real, you know. When you're on a bus or a train, they're not the most spacious. Even on an airplane, they're just generally not the most spacious thing. So there's, like, very little walkway in those walkways. And
right.
You're walking, and you're trying to walk straight with stuff in your hands normally. So, yes, you could literally bump up against anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And for that to be your first train of thought,
right?
There's a whole lot about you. Cause I'm thinking,
that's because he's not comfortable with himself, or
my thing. He just told on himself, though. That's the thing.
Hello.
Because if he would have bumped up against your leg, would that have been him trying to make a move at you? I'm like, really? You walking, and you bump up against somebody who's sitting down. It's like, okay, that's like if you're crossing in front of people at a movie theater. Are they all trying to, you know, get busy because they're going to the bathroom? Really? How is that your first train of thought when that actually happens? Like, really? Yeah, you just hold on yourself, bro. Sorry.
Right. Well, he was sitting, you know, in, like, the first.
Yes, in the first seat right next to the walkway, I can imagine. It ain't like the dude reached over somebody
else.
There's
the seats that go, like, horizontal, and the seats that go, like, parallel.
Yeah.
He was sitting on one, and they sat in the other one, and the guy's leg was touching his leg, and he got up and said that. And, I mean.
Oh, so they were sitting next to him.
Yeah, they sat down. He was sitting already, and they came in, and they sat down. And the guy leg was, you know, touching his leg, but it was the way the seats are. Like, he's right there.
Yeah, and he probably, being the straight male one, was probably sitting all bold and wide just to let it hang out, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, they had only been on the train no more than. We had just pulled up from the stop, so it was like, yeah, you're just doing too much. Like, turn your legs outward if you have an issue with someone touching your leg. Like,
sitting that close next to each other. Like,
exactly.
Did he sit back down?
No, he stood up and he did the next two exits, and then he got off, and everybody was, like, looking at each other and was like, oh, whatever, dude.
Like, what?
But then he started rapping all loud,
oh.
And we were like, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Keep seated in there, child. But you know what? We're going to have to continue some of this conversation on a later point, but we will be back tomorrow, child. Same bat time, same bat channel. Please join us at 9 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock y'all time. We're going to be here live again. There's going to be Miss Kiki giving us some stuff to talk about and all that junk and stuff, child. So make sure you like us on Facebook at Love and Life. I am Raji Love Bryant. She is Miss Kia Walker. And also look out for our girl, Miss Mahogany Wood, because you know she would return one of these days. Yes, she would. Till tomorrow, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.